the extent of the psychological
part. To waste time because
are not going to sit here and listen to the department, which has no authority over a lot of things. Because our outline and the reason why we invited the minister to be in this meeting, it is what was highlighted in our last meeting of the portfolio committee. So the item itself, it was supposed to be the minister that is presenting on it. Now, in the absence of your principals, I think it would be prudent for the portfolio committee to release the department and come back here with their principal, because it is not the department that is supposed to present on the matter, but the principal. So, honorable members, that's it. The mandate is not here. I will allow you to take a bite on the matter of the presentation that we expected from the minister, and then we move. Going to note here. Honorable Matumba, you are the one, number one, number two, honorable motion, and yeah.
Thanks, Chair. You are right that the agenda is specifically saying briefing by departments of tourism, and without the political head, we don't have the department, because the political head must account for the department. So if we are to continue without the political head, we will be sitting a wrong precedent, because if ever we are to be undermined by the political head, it's going to be the same with those who account to the political head. Tomorrow we're going to be seated here and no one is coming, because the portfolio is not being taken seriously. So I think you are right, Chair, that we can't proceed without the political head to account, because we have so many questions that she must answer. Even the last meeting, there were questions that we needed to ask. So if ever she's not here, then we can't continue. Thank you.
Honorable Bush?
Thank you, Chair. Good morning to yourself, Chair, and honorable members, departmental officials, and our support team, Chair. No, Chair, I fully concur with the fact that we must release the department with the same vein as we raised here last week, the dissatisfaction in terms of the minister's absence, Chair, and the importance of the issues that we are to discuss. I'm not sure, Chairperson, what becomes the way forward, because last week you did report that the chief is aware of his conduct by the minister. I'm not sure what further steps are to be taken, because we have agreed that we'll summon the minister, but seemingly akukho ilungayo, Chair. Thank you, Chairperson.
We are still there on the issue of summoning the minister. What has delayed us is the legal services, because as per the rule, the legal services is supposed to look into the contents of the summons that we've drafted, and we're hoping today still they will give us a feedback on whether the contents of the summons are in line with the rules of Parliament, and also whether in legal terms we are within their prescriptions. So without wasting your time, I see here that Ms. Shamila is the acting DG, because we did receive the apology of the DG in advance, and we have accepted that the DG will have a standing apology until he concludes his study leave. So, ma'am, with your team, we are releasing you. The office of the minister is here. I see the head. We are not going to overemphasize or reiterate the points which was made last week. And you see, the third part is that people submit apologies citing a specific reason. And then when we're sitting at our homes comfortably, we see something else on our television screen. I'm just hoping that should not be the case, or will not be the case today. Otherwise, we'll have problems. I also want to make this point that Mr. Bess, the same way we are releasing you today is the same way we are going to release you when you come to this committee and table the budget. We are not going to listen to you. We'll send you packing with your principal so that you are able to feel it and understand the implications of undermining this portfolio committee and any other portfolio committee of parliament for that matter. You are going to feel it. All this favor of people who want to be president of the ruling party, it will be gone by then. And it will be so sad that it passes without one achieving what he was aspiring to be. So you will come back here very confident with your dossier, thinking that this portfolio committee is going to forget that we've been undermined right through. That time of your principles to be in need of this portfolio committee, it will come. And that will be a right time for the portfolio committee to teach them a lesson. A very hard one. Because sometimes it is important that you show people tough love for them to learn from their mistakes. And also understand that as a portfolio committee with the responsibility to do oversight on both the departments and the executive of this country. It's our mandate. That time will come. and we'll be ready. It will find us here. So I want you, Mr. Beza, to send that message to your medium that the time will come when that office needs this portfolio committee more than ever. It will find us waiting. It's a promise. It's not a threat. We are promising you. And we both know that the time will come. Yes, not to December. December, yes. We are hoping that December will be the other two bars will be home on Camille. We are ruling bad. So that in February they become the presidents of the country. They will find us here, even though. Because even that office accounts to Parliament. Corner lab portfolio corporate to Canada. The office is accountable. So abandoned to the Bozabalandina. So I don't want to waste your time. But we are going to note this frivolous expenditure under the name of the Minister of Well, this is fruitless. We flew all the way from Johannesburg or different provinces to honor this particular meeting of the portfolio committee. And then what happens? Boom! In apology, if you can go 3 minutes. We are all in Johannesburg for the reference. And we all flew from different areas and parts of the country because of the importance of this particular meeting of the portfolio committee. We are here. But abanye badecidile nje ba mhlawumbe babe komadebhele kanye sababona besenkandla ekuseni okanye ngo-7. Sibabona ezindabeni beqwayiza bephuma enkandla mhlawumbi abanye but we are not there. Why yes? The same way Honorable Mpushe put it clear that she submitted an apology last time only to discover that she was chased away in a particular prison to visit a corporate in the Northern Cape, and she was refused the access. And that time she submitted an apology to the portfolio committee. Clearly, we are undermined. I'm just hoping that today that's not the case. So, Ms. Shamila and your team, Mr. Beza and your team, my leader, with all due respect, the more in charge of Babel and Chaman. Now, wisdom, Yako. It's an old adage, I can't change it. Now with the miracle politics and the phone in our church, since you are senior in that aspect, the more people who are in the miracle, go to your pumbla. I'll call you for wisdom on these issues of December and so on and what have you. So, former president of Youth League, Mr. Lulu Johnson, the office in Yakoba, the Youth League nominated in the weekend. Abanye abanominated, that's why they to the country. So, you are released. We love you, but you must show you tough love. it's not by your own design that we are releasing you, because you are here. Don't want unanswered questions to arise the same way they have arisen in the previous meetings, because you have no authority of responding to certain issues. And by the way, we are liberating you. So that Ninga Kaganinomka. So Ninga Hambaki. Trust the honorable members, they flew only to consider minutes. The same way it happened again. The same it happened in the last meeting. So Ninga Kotuka, you can change your flights, get any flights. And New Sharanamandu and Anabazugluana. In Playhouse there. Inoba banye mana zonetola house abantwana bethu. So ningadlala ngebhana abantwana. An opportunity today for you to show love to your children. So siyanicebisa ke into yoba umamenu xa engekakhonfirmi until 3 o'clock a day before the meeting. You must change your flight to a 6 o'clock flight. You'll make it here for 9 o'clock. Otherwise, cancel those flights. Don't come here if herself has not rendered confirmation. Your opinion is up. Engekho. Kodwa niyazi nje uba noba ningeza naye nithi nizothebhulisha i-budget nizawujika. Just to show you who is in charge, nizawujika. We don't even care even if nize a day before the actual budget vote yet, but niyajika. We are not going to adopt it. And the nice thing is that now we know who our principal is. And the principal is aware of this behavior. Very much aware. We are going to send those summons today. Because I think Inoba, the support team and the portfolio committee decided to give the minister the benefit of the doubt without my authority. Jina Bungabaniji. So I'm going to call the consultant myself. And those summons will be sent, Mr. Pesa. And now it's over to your principal. So we welcome you, Shamila, as an acting teacher. At least we've worked with you. We are hoping that you are not going to fail the actual TG whilst you are busy acting. Cloud Funa Portfolio Committee. We are hoping that you are a call away like your TG. So, we wish you well in your acting. Since you are staring and others are called directors and the crew. And you are now released, or you want to have a bite? Okay. I thought as much, because I hope there's a lot of reporter mama. So you are released. Next will say there's a good money. You can invest in the budget. Who are going to make the budget? Honorable members, you are now subjected to what we're subjected to. come early, rushing for a portfolio committee that is supposed to finish at 12, and then it finishes at 10, and then because some of you have no transport, you must remain here until there's a house meeting because of the same reasons. So that's the situation we find ourselves in even today. I think now it's important that Honorable or Mr. Boutina explains to the portfolio committee why the summons were not sent to the meeting. Mr. Boutina.
Morning, Chatterton again. Chair, the committee will recall last week we took a decision. The committee took a decision that we must prepare papers for to subpoena the minister for the meeting. We prepared the documents and then we sent it to you, Chair, so that you can see it and approve it, and then you approved it, and then we sent over to the legal services. Now, the legal services indicated to us because the meeting of the 8th was too close, what they need to do, they had to do a number of memos that one will go to the Speaker of the National Assembly, one will go to the Secretary of Parliament, and then one will also go, I think, to the Sheriff of the court. So they have to prepare those documents. And then secondly, they have to prepare the legal document. And then they will provide the portfolio committee what they called a meta number or a reference number, we may call it that way, so that they can effectively implement this matter. As of now, the matter, Chair, on our side as a support team, we have disposed of that matter from our table as a support team. Also, they have indicated to us that if we want the minister to this meeting as well, they advise us on a way how to draft that letter, where they were indicating that the minister must be in this meeting, and she must take it if she is not in this meeting of the portfolio committee today, the 8th. Then she must take that, understand that the sermons are on the way to her, that will be compelling her to come and appear before the portfolio committee on tourism, Chatterton. So all along last week, I was made to believe that the minister is coming until yesterday at 3:30, when just an apology just popped up in my system to say she's not coming and she's attending the social services cluster meeting. That was indicated to us. Otherwise, on our side, we are just waiting for legal services to say to us, I have completed the legal document, then the process can roll on.
Good morning, Chairperson, and good morning, all of the members. Excuse my ignorance, all of the members, but I just want to find out in terms of the other issues that are pending that the minister had to come and brief this portfolio committee on, especially the other matters that are in the public discourse. What then becomes the status of the meeting where we'll be having the minister? Will we then be given the opportunity to be able to, one, to find out on those outstanding matters, or she will only be required to come to the portfolio committee and brief the portfolio committee on what the standing agenda will be for that day? I'm asking about this because we know that there is the pending matter that at times the minister makes pronouncements on the issue of the merger of the two entities, which is SAT and Brand SA. And this I ask because it has stalled some of the work of the entity. For an example, the appointment of the CEO. The minister mentions that that process is put on hold and Mr. Khumalo is on a permanent acting basis because there will be a soon process where the two entities will have to merge, and she feels that that merged entity will have to find its own CEO. That in itself, I'm bringing it to the committee because it brings instability in that entity. We know that for some time there was the interim board, which was legally not in the Tourism Act, but now there is a tourism board which is appointed. But the issue of the leadership, the senior leadership in that entity becomes problematic because you can't have a person who is acting continuously and waiting for a process which we also are not kept abreast on. That's my question, Chair, just to find out whether when she comes, will we be given the opportunity to bring in other items that we feel that the minister has to take the portfolio committee into confidence on. Thank you.
Honourable the President, Honourable Matumba.
Thank you, Chair, and thanks to Ms. Altina for the explanation.
Honourable Bush.
I must say, and it's not Mr. Valtino or anybody else's problem here, but I do question the legal attitude, if you like. There's no requirement to wait a certain time and all that kind of thing. I find it very strange that they wanted to wait for today's meeting. And I must say, Chair, without disrespect, I almost feel like it's almost that the tail is wagging the dog and they're trying to tell the committee what to do. So I presume, Chair, as our representative of the committee, I don't think that it's the place of the legal eagles to prescribe when it must be done and how and so forth. If your instruction is that there is a subpoena and that whoever it is must come before the committee, then they must abide by it. But anyway, it's all happened, and they must now ensure that it takes place in the right time now. There shouldn't be any excuses going forward. Thank you very much.
I share the sentiments of the previous speaker. Section 56, paragraph A, speaks of someone, right? But paragraph B, it clearly says we can require any person or institution to report to us. So that requiring doesn't even need any legal summon. We write your letter, you could just write a letter. the minister that you are required to come and minister to the minister or department, because it's saying person or institution, that you are required to come and report to this committee. So now it's like someone we are in a civil action, there's a court case and all that, lawyers are required, but we have those powers. We don't even have to go to court. These are the powers that we have. So the summoning of it they should know the definition of the summoning in the constitution, that we, while we are summoning the minister to come here. So I'm wondering, we're going to court, we're doing all this, all these things. And the other thing is that it's not a favor when the minister comes in. It's a constitutional obligation. So we don't have to ask for it as a favor. No, the question is, if this is going to be the precedent, are we going to go to court every time we want ministers to come here? That's not how we are going to run government. That's not how we're going to run parliament. It's just not it. So the legal department must know what we want to write a letter. We want the minister here. Now, on just to assist my colleague here, when the minister comes here, we have all the powers to make recommendation on any matter. Once she's seated there, recommendations are done that this is what must be done in the department. So all these issues can be dealt with when she's here. Only thing that we want is for her to be here. But the other thing is, the strong message must be sent to the legal department that we have all the powers to do these things, constitutional powers. So taking us to court then is another thing. And it's also questionable to say, this is a constitutional matter. Which court did they take this matter to? The magistrate, high court, which court? So they are just complicating matters. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. No, Chair, I'm partly covered by the speakers that spoke for me, Honorable Defectors and Honorable Matumba. Chair, I'm not sure because Mr. Jerry did raise the fact that the memo had to be sent to the speaker, sheriff, and the secretary, and then definitely after that they had to summon the minister. I feel we have been failed by the legal advice because we didn't ask them to summon the minister on our behalf. What definitely the secretary to the committee required from them was the advice as to how to go about it. But I think as for now, Chair, that must be done with immediate effect, Chairperson. As to the issues that were raised by the whip of the committee, Chair, all that we are summoning the minister for is exactly what she is raising, but in terms of the understanding as the portfolio committee, that the last time we were made aware that there is an interim board, we were referred to the website where the board has been appointed, and we as the committee still need clarity on that because we understood that the minister will take us on board in terms of the process of the measure. We can't have a board that sits with SAT, whereas you know there's an outstanding issue of the measure. So I truly believe that maybe because you were not part of the previous meeting, the chair must just brief you in terms of the deliberations of our meetings. Yes, Chair. I think that Chair, we must with immediate effect summon the minister. So that we are made aware of the processes, and we understand now the meeting that we are going to convene with the minister. It might take long because there are quite a number of issues. There's the issue of the measure. There's this that we're going to raise today on international tourism and all that. Chair, thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Members. I think let me commit that after this meeting, I'll speak to legal services myself and try and make them aware as to what is it that they are supposed to do, because now they are doing the contrary. And I think it's a responsibility overreach and that which they are doing. So I'll have an ear with whoever that is in charge for all other legal persons that are in that department. Honorable Makubela, the meeting of last week could not take place because of the very reason that you are raising. The purpose of this meeting was for the minister to, in actual fact, respond to all that which you have raised. But she's running away. The issue of the appointment of the CEO and other senior personnel is the issue which was highlighted in the report of the Auditor General, to say it has created instability in the institution, and so then therefore it must be fixed. But we won't be able to do that with the staff of the department as led by the DG. It must be the principal himself that must come here so that we give instructions when necessary. So we are postponing this meeting, and we're not going to have a meeting without her coming to the portfolio committee, because she must come and respond to all these matters that are outstanding. That's why the briefing itself includes the measure of both Brand South Africa and the SAT. And one of the other things that shocked us in the portfolio committee is that whilst we are discussing the measure, on the other side, Brand South Africa, or the presidency, is issuing an advertisement to say those who want to be the board of Brand South Africa must be nominated and what have you. So those are the reasons why we wanted her to come here. Because in my view, and where I'm sitting, the appointment of a permanent CEO in that institution is just a delay tactic which is unnecessary, that is causing serious problems for the institution itself, because the acting has his own permanent position, but now he's acting. So those are the matters that were tabled by honorable members, and to say that the minister must come. We don't even want the deputy minister to come and respond, because the deputy minister is second in charge but can't take decisions on certain matters. So we want her to come. But our problems are many. Some are royal families of the ruling party, Tina's Cape Born. So but they do as they wish. And it's something that beyond our control. So this is what we are faced with, is the attitude. So without wasting time, I think we must consider the minutes of our previous meeting, and then after that we adjourn the meeting. Honorable Mr. Boltina, your phone must be on vibrate or silent. Can you please present the minutes? Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. We have circulated the minutes of the committee to the pairs of the members. The meeting that we have last week, Chairperson. Where even there we were expecting in that meeting to be briefed by the department on the proposed measure of the South African Tourism and Brand South Africa. Unfortunately, that's what happened in that meeting with Chairperson. But we have recorded everything that happened in the meeting with Chairperson. Then the members can just indicate, see on page one, members who were there and the apologies that were received and all of that. And also the resolutions of the committee in that meeting, the Chairperson, where the committee said we must invoke Section 56A of the Constitution to subpoena the minister to come here, and the matter be treated as urgent, and as the minister is scheduled to appear before this committee on the 8th of November, meaning today. The subpoena be issued by the issued to the minister not later than Thursday, the 3rd of November. The summon should compel the minister to appear before the committee. Those are the issues that they were raised. If I'm coming to your question that you were asking, time frames on the policy review and the reasons for delay. That's one of the issues the committee indicated wants to answer from the minister. The second issue is the introduction of the new board of the South African Tourism and the process that was followed. That is another issue that the committee wants to raise to the minister. The third issue is the briefing on the international work, the work that has been done by the minister, by the department, and the South African and the South African Tourism. Members will recall when we were doing the first and second quarter, minister made an undertaking herself to this committee that there's a lot of work, of international work that they are doing. They will need from the committee a separate meeting so that she can take the committee into confidence and brief committee on all what they are doing at an international level. Unfortunately, because the program of the committee was packed at that time, then we couldn't accommodate in the third term. Then we accommodated her wish in the fourth quarter. Now this is what we are getting at this stage, Chair. Also, the issue of that has been indicated by the Auditor General. Some of the challenges that we have is because of the instability and the acting of people for quite some time, especially in the South African in the SAT. Then one of the issue that the committee was pondering whether it could not have been prudent for the minister, now that we are talking about a possible measure, to leave the interim boards of these entities until the matter is finalized, so that if they merge, then we have one board. If they don't, then we know we continue the way we are continuing. So those are the resolutions that have been taken by the committee, and those resolutions have been conveyed clearly to the office of the minister. Thank you, Chairperson.
Honourable members, can we have a bite? If the minutes are a true reflection of what we discussed, then move for the adoption. Honourable Bush.
Thanks, Chairperson. When Mr. Kotsena is saying they've recorded everything, it really meant that they recorded everything, Chair. And I so wish that we can somehow retrust some of the things and find a better way of putting them, Chair, like for instance, the fact that as the PC, we are not to rubber stamp decisions of the executive, Chair, and we won't be compromised by individual interests. Instead of putting everything that's there now, Chair, at least try and summarize the deliberations, Chairperson Nogo. Some of the issues that you are raising, Chair, they must be off the record, Chair. I think that's that. Also, I think in paragraph 3, that would be line 6, there's just a repetition of that there. I think that's all, Chair, for myself. Otherwise, they are a true reflection of our deliberations, Chair. Thank you.
The Bolton, did you capture that?
Yes, I did, Chair. I did. Okay. I will tone down, Chair.
Honorable Matuma.
Yeah, no, I agree. Some of the things they are political statements. They must not be on the minute. I once read some minutes, and in those minutes, they were clearly saying, this one called, this one a snake. That is a political statement. You can write it on the minute. So I think we can adopt the minutes with changes made by the previous speaker. Thank you.
Can we move for the adoption of the minutes with the amendments? Honorable Manik?
Chairperson, I move for adoption of the minutes.
Can you second that? Honorable Wing, the secretary?
I second, Chair.
The minutes are duly adopted. Mr. Boltina, for sure, he will circulate the amended version of the minutes. Thank you very much, Honorable Members. The meeting is adjourned. But before that, Mr. Boltina, that outstanding issue, I will do. Of the study tour, when are we going to get there?